We're doing one-on-one candidate or one-on-one candidate interviews, and joining me here in the KM studio, we have got Chris Kerrigan running for 4th District Supervisor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you in here. Yeah, thanks for being the first in our little hot seat here.
Sure.
So, in addition to the radio, we also have the good folks from Access Humboldt here with the bright light. So hopefully that's not too much of a distraction.
Nope, I'll do my best.
So, Chris, you've been in Humboldt politics for a while now. You started off, why don't you give folks your background?
Sure. I started actually very young. I was 20 years old when I first got involved in politics. I decided to run for city council. At the time, Walmart had tried to circumvent our zoning laws to locate a big box store on the waterfront. And I got involved with the local campaign to prevent that from happening. And it sort of sparked an interest in public service and thinking about my community. And it sparked me to run when no one was going to run against an incumbent and to give the voters a choice. And I really did my best to learn as much as I could about the issues that were impacting my community. And then I sort of hit the ground walking and ran a campaign that was really based on ideas and going out and talking to voters. And I hit almost every door in the city of Eureka and got to talk with so many thousands of folks about issues that were of concern. And I really took that experience with me when I won through 2 terms on the city council. I really felt it was my job to represent all the folks that I had met out there in the neighborhoods and to make sure that they had a voice in city government. I know in politics, the old joke is, you know, you can follow the money, and you're always going to hear from the people who have a vested interest and who have a moneyed stake in the outcome. We can guarantee that. But I always felt it was my job to do the homework to make sure that the people that couldn't make it to the meetings or that were too busy working or too busy struggling to get by had a voice in city government and their government. And that's really what I focused on is through 8 years, is to make sure that I was representing those folks. So we made some wonderful accomplishments. It was a great experience. We really moved the city forward on a lot of ways. And we built this concept of livable, walkable cities and all the street trees that we have now, and really this work to engage the community back in the city government. So after 8 years of serving the city, I have found myself to where I am now. I went back and got my education and graduated from Humboldt State University and began to get reconnected with wanting to run for office. And the same thing, I got to meet a lot of folks along the way. And really, I'm in the same position that I was 14 years ago of wanting to give the citizens a choice and engage with the citizens on how best we can move Humboldt County forward now.
So you are running against the incumbent,
yes.
Virginia Bass. What are your top priorities if you are elected supervisor?
Well, the if you talk with anyone in the district, the top priority is economic development here. It's job creation. It's how we're going to make sure that folks who are living in this area have the ability to find a good paying job. And by good paying job, that's like a job that allows you dignity. It allows you the ability to pay rent, to have a good quality of life, and the ability to raise a family. So I think that's the biggest issue. And you know, as I grew up with the timber families. I went to Lafayette Elementary School, and I still remember, you know, when kids' families would get laid off from the timber industry in the winter, and then the anxiety that was created, wondering if they were going to be able to be hired back on, and if there's going to be enough logs to cut. So, you know, I still remember that. I still think about those folks and how we can help the kids that I went to school with now find jobs and you know, have that good quality of life. So it's about transitioning, I think, from that resource extraction economy to a resource management economy, and how we can begin to find jobs through, you know, we can no longer just clear cut timber and ship our logs, export our logs out of the area.
So without the resource extraction economy, where do you see all these jobs coming from?
Well, I think the big thing is that we go from resource extraction to resource management. So the logs let's take the forestry for example, the logs that we can cut, we can actually make things. So we can actually have the infrastructure and facilities in place to make things like solid wood doors and specialty moldings and trims, for example. And then you can actually take the waste product that's generated from that process and do things like composite wood decking and fencing, for example. But I think the same is true for a lot of aspects of our economy. So aquaculture, agriculture, we want to get shift from the mode of just shifting it or shipping out our resources without adding value to actually making products and having the infrastructure in place to make the products. So we're maximizing the economic value for families before we ship our products out of here. So that's the one thing that's important. The other thing is to, you know, it was always told to me that, well, it was between jobs and the environment. And I think that sort of became a false choice anymore. It's really about quality of life is really an economic driver. So things like parks, trails, open space, good, safe, quality neighborhoods, those really matter in terms of providing jobs because employers want to be where people want to be. And creative, talented folks want to live in an area that they have this good quality of life. So I think that goes hand in hand with economic development. So the more we can do to improve quality of life, to make safer communities, to build the livable, walkable cities, the more we can improve our economy as well.
So Virginia Bass is the incumbent. Incumbents always have a bit of a leg up. They're in the position. People know what they're like. How do you differ from Virginia? What would you do differently?
Well, I would represent the interests of the district, and I don't feel that the incumbent has done that. And, you know, the big issue, obviously, is in Humboldt County deciding the general plan, which is going to decide the future growth of Humboldt County for the next 20 to 40 years, what it's going to look like, what's going to be developed. And I want to be an advocate for the 4th District in making sure that the future housing development and investment within the county takes place as much as possible in the city limits, where we have our infrastructure, where our folks and families need the investment, our neighborhoods, our old town, our downtown, our forgotten neighborhoods. That's where it makes sense. That's where it's the best for because we already have the infrastructure there. And I want to preserve our timber resources and our agricultural resources that the special interests, HUMCPR, and my opponent have been seeking to develop. And I want to make sure that growth takes place in the city of Eureka. That's what makes the most sense. But it means standing up to the special interests and the folks that have been funding the campaigns for the Board of Supervisors for couple cycles now, and I'm willing to do that. It's just something that I've always been willing to do, to put myself on the line, to stand up for what I feel is right for the community and the best for the constituents that I go and walk and talk to.
So speaking of the general plan update, the Planning Commission has had a controversial role in the planning update. Each supervisor gets to appoint a member of the Planning Commission. So if you are elected, what kind of person would you put on the Planning Commission? You probably don't have an actual name, but maybe you do. Explain the kind of person you would put on.
No, I would have I don't have a person yet, but I would do a very inclusive process. I'd want to involve many folks, and I'd look for someone who has experience in planning and is civic-minded and really is not an ideologue, wants to check their politics at the door and work for what's best for the 4th District. And I think at one time we had that in 2012. We had a planning commission that really did a lot of that work. They got us to a point where they had the general plan to a point where it could be passed. It was a compromise document. And the Board of Supervisors, the current Board of Supervisors, turned it over to the ideologues that they had put on the Planning Commission, just direct members of HUMCPR. Virginia Bass appointed Lee Ulansey, the president of HUMCPR, to the Planning Commission. And then her other appointment was the owner of the Downtowner Motel, Eureka's most blighted neighborhood property. And, those values have shown themselves to really, they've disrupted the process of the general plan as they've took the 2012 document and they sent it back to this group. We're still languishing and waiting for that document to be passed, and they're taking out all the protections. And, so I'll work with somebody who actually wants to, or I'll put someone who actually wants to work together to move the community forward and actually values things like trails and some of the things that they've been taking out.
Okay. Speaking of trails, this leads perfectly into my next question. It's no secret that I am a trail advocate. I have a weekly trails show here called Happy Trails. So I have to ask you, what will you do as supervisor to make a regional trail system a reality here in Humboldt County?
Well, I'll first make sure that we get that back in the general plan document, the goal of a region trail system and a countywide trail system. And then I'll lead. I'll make sure that the 4th District has a real voice for trails. You know, I think of families that in Eureka, that how much they would benefit from a trail between Eureka and Arcata, for example, that would connect up those two communities and those two and our two downtowns. And I think about the possibilities of not only being able to go from a family to be able to walk out to Arcata unimpacted by traffic, or to ride a bike, for example, or to go from downtown Eureka and our waterfront. South through the Hikshari Trail and hopefully all the way out to King Salmon, but to be able to add that for families to be able to go out from a neighborhood to our waterfront all the way unimpacted by traffic, it's going to be a tremendous enhancement to quality of life when we get that done. It's going to take some leadership. It's going to take some courage to stand up to folks and interests that have other ideas for that. But I think it's really going to, we really see a benefit for families. And, you know, that's really, when we look at what we want to bring is investment into our community, and we want families to move back into Eureka. And, so things like that are really going to be the driving force that's going to ask, or where families, I think, are going to be more willing to invest in neighborhoods when they see these types of improvements and quality of life enhancements.
All right. Who is endorsing you? Who have you gotten, the thumbs up from publicly?
Well, a lot of folks. I haven't really focused too much on endorsements. So let me think about it. I have Linda Atkins from the Eureka City Council, mm-hmm. who I really respect for her work on traffic safety and pedestrian issues, and Mike Wilson on the Harbor District, who I really respect for a lot of the same issues and is really working to develop our waterfront in a way that a working waterfront in a way that makes sense. And lots of other folks as I go through the community and community organizations from labor, like this Central Labor Council and the United Food and Grocery Workers, for example, to senior citizens, to everyday folks that I go out and walk with. So, I started this campaign. You sort of want to always go into a campaign not afraid to lose, just wanting to give folks a chance. And so you work hard. You do your best to research the issues and you put everything you can into to helping folks understand where you're coming from and getting their ideas, and that's where I've sort of went and moved forward.
So you were talking about how you were continuing to walk neighborhoods, as you did when you first got into this with City Council. What kind of issues are you seeing when talking just with the folks out there in the community? What's the top thing that you're hearing?
The top thing is always about economic development. It's always about job creation, quality of life issues, neighborhood issues, and so those are the things people want to talk about. And it's really refreshing because it's if you go on the blogs or whatever, as a lot of politicians I think do, and you see the negative comments, it can really get hurtful or take you in a bad spot. But when you go out and walk neighborhoods and talk with folks, first you get an idea of how wonderful people are, just how wonderful our community is. You get to see our community, which is different from driving around, so you get to experience that wonderful aspect of that. But when you talk with folks, you realize that they really care about their quality of life and what type of job employment opportunities are going to be and how we can sort of all fit it together. So those are the things I talk about, I focus my energy on, and I focus my ideas on how we can improve those aspects of our economy and quality of life.
Well, time is just about up. We've got about a minute left. So I guess I will give that last minute to you to put any kind of cap, last word on this conversation we've had.
You know, if I'd be honored if the citizens bring me onto the Board of Supervisors. I think that I have the right ideas to move Humboldt County forward. I'm still going to always fight for the people that I meet in those neighborhoods. The values of justice, fairness, equality, and standing up for working families and being a voice for the voiceless are lifetime values. They're something that I've always had, and that's what I'm going to do on the Board of Supervisors. I'm going to make sure that people have representation. I'm going to make sure that we're moving Humboldt County forward and working together. We won't work for special interests. I want to work for the common interest, and that's what I've always done on City Council, and I've always done in my public service, and that's what I'll bring to the Board of Supervisors.
All right. Chris Kerrigan, thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And coming up at 8:30 this morning, we're going to be talking with Arnie Klein, who is running for district attorney.